Welcome back to Philly Sports Night. Joey Quinn here, and I've got a quick one for you today. All right. So I watched the game. I've been watching these fucking games, and it's so late. I'm watching hours and hours and hours of baseball, and I usually don't get home from work till after 10 o'clock. So I start the game at 10:30, let's say, or 11, and, you know, I'm up till 2 a.m. every night. And we went into extra innings against the Nationals. So the Phillies were going for a sweep against the Washington Nationals last night. We had Zach Eflin on the mound against Annabelle Sanchez. Annabelle. I'm calling him Annabelle. All right? And things were looking good. We got off to a quick start. Didi Gregorius had a big game, scored two runs off the bat, and he also had another RBI later in the game in the third inning. The guy is just he's a professional baseball player, literally and figuratively. That's what he is, Didi Gregorius. He also had a new mask on for the first time. He wasn't wearing the blackout mask. He was wearing the Dick Allen number 15 mask. It was Dick Allen's big day at Citizens Bank Park. They retired number 15. The Phillies no longer will let their players wear the number 15. It's an honor bestowed upon Mr. Dick Allen, number 15 retired. And he deserves it. The guy's a legend, needs to be a Hall of Famer. You look at his numbers, there's no reason he's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't get it. But he's still around, he's still kicking, and hopefully he gets to see that honor happen in Cooperstown before he croaks. The guy deserves a bust in Cooperstown, absolutely. And so anyway, the Phillies were rolling. Trey Turner for the Washington Nationals, he had a big game. He hit an inside the park home run, kind of really turned on the Jets to tie the game at one point. He was just he was on fire. He's on fire the whole series. You know, he might not be getting the results, but you can tell he's locked in, getting good wood on the ball. And he hurt us tonight. He hurt us tonight. But guess what? The Phillies answered back. We answered back. That's what we do. We fight back. We crawl where the fighting fails. That's what we do. So we clawed our way back. Eventually, the Nationals took the lead in the game, but that doesn't stop our boys. That doesn't stop our boys even a little bit. We pulled Zach Eflin after six innings. He gave up, I believe, four runs, and yeah. So we had our new guy in. The new guy. He was pitching. Oh, what the hell's his name? Phelps. We had Phelps come in again. He was in last night, too, at an amazing inning. And this time, not so much. He gave up a home run to the Nats, and they took the lead. Nats took the lead late in the game. But, like I said, we bounced back, and who got that? Reese Hoskins had a home run. I got to throw that in there. Reese has been on a tear lately. I wrote Reese Hoskins off. I wrote him off. After last season, his performance just, you know, was awful. There's no other words for it. I mean, he sucked. Reese was sucked last year. And started out this year kind of the same, sucking. And I'm like, yeah, how long are we going to give this guy? How much time are we going to give him to figure this out? We're losing games left and right. Reese is, he's our first baseman in a power position, and we're going to let him just, like, do nothing, provide nothing. But you know what? I was wrong. Reese is a man on a mission right now. He's tearing it up, and he's proving that he belongs on this team. He's proving that he's a powerful, dangerous major league bat, which we haven't seen in a long time. So thank you, Reese. Please keep it up, brother. I need to see more of this. I love it. When Reese is on, the Phillies are on. And that's what's going on right now. He's on, and the Phillies are winning. They won 9 of their last 10 games at this point. And Reese is a big reason why. Now, back to the game. So anyway, the Phillies tied the game up, 5-5, going into the ninth inning. And we end up going into extras. So the bullpen, other than the Phelps giving up the home run, didn't allow any runs. They did great. Jojo Romero did great. Tommy Hunter is a great bullpen piece. Who else do we got? We have even Phelps. You know, he got the job done, even though he allowed a home run, but he got two other guys out. I don't know. It was not his best performance, but hey, he's better than what we've had out there. Hector Neris coming up big. Our boy Hector. A lot of people hate on Hector for, you know, understandably so, but he's got good stuff. And he did last night, too. He did well. Now, I'm going to blank on the guy's name that came in to close the game. He actually got the win. All right, here we go. Parker. Who, let me get some details on him. Parker came in, got the win. He did walk two batters in the 10th inning, but he also got the win. He held down the fort when he needed to. Blake Parker coming up big for the Phillies. And he has a 0 ERA still this season. Same with Jojo Romero, 0 ERA. And yeah, so basically, to end the game, the bases were loaded. There's a new rule, something about, I don't know. When the inning starts, if you make a lineup change at some point, your batter automatically goes to second base. So you have a batter at second base for some reason. I didn't understand what was going on. I don't know if it's to start the extra innings, you get a batter on second base automatically. It was really, really weird. But JT Romero, I told you guys I'm tired. I'm also reading Jojo Romero's name. But JT Realmuto was automatically at second base, and I'll have to look deeper into that. If any of you guys know, please give me a call, give me an email at you know, I don't even know my email right now. It's got to be changed, but go to Moon Cabin on Instagram. Moon Cabin's my Instagram handle, and send me a message there if you know why the runner is automatically sent to second base. I don't understand. It's a new thing for me, but JT's automatically at second to start the 10th inning. Extra innings happening, and we subsequently, Alec Baum comes to the plate with the bases loaded, hits a pop fly into center field, sacrifice fly. The center fielder tries to throw out JT. Ain't happening. He's safe at home. Phillies win the game. And that's another beautiful ending that we always want to see. So Phillies win again. That's it in a nutshell. Phillies win. Phillies win. Phillies win. So we got another game coming up tonight. We're playing the New York Mets in New York City. Well, not New York City. They don't even play in New York, right? They play in Jersey. Is Citi Field in Jersey? No, it's in Flushing, New York. Okay. So 7:10 tonight against the Mets. We have Jake Arrieta with a sky-high 6.49 ERA, coming off maybe his worst performance ever on Sunday night on national TV against the Atlanta Braves. Gave up 10 runs in the first inning. Jake the Snake's got to bounce back for us. He's one of our biggest question marks right now in the starting five. So Jake Arrieta, let's see what you got, big boy. I believe in Jake. I do. I'm a fan of Jake Arrieta. He's one of my favorite pitchers, partially because I love the beard. I'm a beard guy, and he's got a great beard. But let's see if he can lock in and figure out what the issue is. The Mets have Rick Porcello going, also with the high ERA, 6.0 ERA. So it's going to be an interesting game. 7:10 tonight. The Phillies right now are 2.5 games back in second place to the Atlanta Braves. 2.5 games back right now. They're solidly in second, so that's good. If the season were to end today, the Phillies would be in the playoffs. But it's a we got a long way to go, and we've got a lot of question marks on this team still, particularly with our pitching staff. But also throughout the lineup, we have some question marks. Is Bryce Harper going to be able to provide some firepower for us? He struggled mightily again last night. 3 strikeouts for Bryce Harper in big spots, too. I mean, he had moments where he could have shined, and he came out flat. I'm not saying I'm concerned. It's too early for that, but Bryce, he's got to bounce back soon, right? I think he does. I think he needs a night off, or maybe he needs a change of scenery. He's been at the bank too long. Going to a new ballpark tonight might help him out a little bit, get him out of that rut. But Alec Baum, big night for him. Walk off, sack fly for the rookie. This kid's amazing. Kid gets on base like crazy. He looks like a veteran up there at the plate. He really does. I'm impressed with what I see. I want to temper my expectations a little bit. It's all new and fresh and exciting, but just see where it goes. Just, don't get too excited about it, but I'm trying not to. Because I don't want to be let down. But honestly, I'm excited about the kid. I'm really excited about Alec Baum. He's the bomb, dude. He's the bomb! I'm excited about JoJo Romero. I'm excited about a lot of pieces. Andrew McCutchen being back and being a force to be reckoned with again is huge for the Phillies. Gene Segura seems like a new player. I think Joe Girardi is a big part of the turnaround for this team. If Gabe Kapler was still our manager, there's no way we're in this position right now. I don't think so. I don't think Gabe Kapler, I think he was a big reason the Phillies struggled. I don't know how the Giants are doing. Let me look, see how his Giants are performing now. All right, I'm going to the standings, National League. Yeah, San Francisco Giants, 18-20. They're second to last place in the NL West. So I think getting rid of Gabe for sure was the right thing to do. But I wasn't sold on Joe Girardi, to be honest. You know what? I think I might have been a little bit wrong on that one too. I wanted the Phillies to sign Buck Showalter. But you know what? Joe Girardi is proven to be the guy that a lot of you thought he was. He's a professional manager. People look to him for leadership, and he's a leader. Joe Girardi pulling all the right strings right now, and just keep it up, Joe. Keep it up, brother. My name's Joe. He's Joe. I mean, why did I have any doubts? This guy's amazing. Joes are great. Joe. Anyway, keep up the good work, Joe Girardi. Roman Quinn, I love this guy. When he stays healthy, I think he's one of the most important parts of our team. He's, you know, you hit a ball towards center field. If there's any chance he can run to that ball, he's going to catch it. He's the fastest friggin' thing on the field. He's amazing. His bat is improving, I think. I think he's getting better at hitting, which is big too. But if he can even lay down a bunt, there's 90% chance he gets a first base safe. He's that fast. Jay Bruce, he's not the most exciting player, but he's a great hitter. I mean, that's what he does. Bryce Harper obviously has been struggling, but he's my favorite player. He's He's the best player on paper too on the team, and he's gonna continue to get better, and he's gonna bounce out back out of this bad streak he's on. Rhys Hoskins, resurgent player. Jean Segura, resurgent player. Didi Gregorius playing out of his mind. Alec Baum on third with amazing talent for a rookie, and JT Realmuto, probably the best catcher in the league. I mean, this team is a little bit exciting. All right, we got Aaron Nola, Zach Wheeler, Zach Eflin, Jake the Snake Arrieta. I mean, we've got some potential to do some damage here. If we can get all these pitchers and all these guys stay healthy, I'm excited about this team. The more I watch, the more I like. So that's what's going on. 7:10, New York City tonight. Phillies take on the Mets. Let's see what happens. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.